This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The first shipments of humanitarian aid have begun trickling into the Gaza Strip after a ceasefire ended an 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's Islamist rulers, Hamas. Meantime, Hamas has claimed victory for Palestinians from Gaza to Jerusalem. U.S. President Joe Biden acknowledges there is no easy path to getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons, but reaffirms his ironclad commitment to the U.S. alliance with South Korea after talks with President Moon Jae-in. Nigeria's top-ranking army commander and other officers were killed when their plane crashed in bad weather in the country's north, officials are saying. The IMF proposes a $50 billion plan to end the COVID-19 pandemic, aiming to expand global immunization drives. And just as Latin America and the Caribbean pass 1 million deaths, hundreds of Greek fighters battle a forest fire near Athens for a third day in a row, but bring the main front of the blaze under control as weather conditions improve. Hackers have stolen data on about 4.5 million Air India passengers around the world in this latest breach reported by a major airline. After going through a series of name changes and much scientific and political discussion, the EU digital COVID certificate comes into use on July 1st. It will use data on coronavirus vaccinations, tests, and immunity to help usher in a return to summer tourism and non-essential travel across the 27-nation bloc. And the Eurovision Song Contest final returns in Rotterdam after a year off due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. Animal rights protesters are blockading four McDonald's distribution centers in the UK in an attempt to get the burger chain to commit to becoming fully plant-based by 2025. Animal Rebellion said Saturday that trucks and bamboo structures are being used at the distribution sites to stop lorries from leaving depots. The group said it intends to remain at the sites for at least 24 hours, causing significant disruption to the McDonald's supply chain. It says the protest will affect some 1,300 restaurants. Meantime, this week's rousing U.S. stock market debut of dairy alternative Oatly underlines the appetite for vegan products, a hunger that has grown during the COVID-19 pandemic. And on the waterfront, the lush volcanic hills surrounding Volvic in central France have long been a source of mineral water prized worldwide, but locals and geologists warn that too much of it is now being pumped out, and it's putting the entire region at risk, they say. The death toll from COVID-19 in Latin America and the Caribbean passed 1 million people on Friday, according to a Reuters tally, with the pandemic worsening in the part of the world with the highest per capita death rate. From Bolivia to Brazil, the pandemic has swamped underfunded healthcare systems after spreading fast across nations where many people survive hand-to-mouth and have been unable to enter lockdown. The approved release of three detainees locked up in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba for nearly two decades has raised expectations that President Joe Biden might try to close the notorious U.S. military prison. Golfer Phil Mickelson, chasing a historic sixth major title at age 50, shared the lead with South Africa's Louis Oosthuizen after the second round of the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island in the U.S. state of South Carolina. And the world's most prestigious architecture event, the Venice Architecture Biennale, opens for a six-month show. It will explore coexistence in a post-pandemic world. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.